Welcome back. We are live today here on Uncommon Sense for 2020, the most uncommon place on the internet. And I am your uncommon host, Billy the Kid, and I have been scalped.
Yes, you have. Uncle yes. Butch here with you today, and we got a topic that was presented to me earlier on in the week. And, my camera's too high. Oh. Here, hold on. Sorry, folks. Problems are going live at the last moment. Going to prepare here for the last hour and a half. And one thing we didn't catch was the camera angle. There we go. Much, much better. There we go.
Fun part is I scalped myself.
Yeah.
It's cheaper that way.
Well, we were just talking about that, about the prices that we have and everything else. But no, we have a topic today that was presented to me earlier on in the week, and I wanted to present it to everybody this week and let you make up your own mind of whether it's right, wrong, moral.
And ask your own questions about it.
We know it's not illegal.
Yeah, it's not illegal per se.
Right.
But it's questionable.
It's very, very questionable. And what we're talking about is if you go over to the Oregon State Legislature website, go to their news and press releases. There, let's bring that up here. There we go. Go on over there. You'll take a look, scroll through.
And the link is in the description. I'm not sure it was in there today.
Yep, link is in the description today. But if you look at, if you scroll down a little bit, or where is it? Oh, no, up. Sorry.
Where did it go? We just had it.
Right here. If you look at Democrats admit accepting stacks of questionable cash for their campaigns.
So, of course, we already have it pulled up over here.
Yeah.
So, can you see that good? Okay. Y'all can see that good? Good. Here's my grammar. Well,
yeah.
Can you see that very well? From the office of the Oregon Senate Republican leader press release. Now, it was weird, though, when we clicked on the link from the email.
Right.
It was being weird. So,
right.
If it acts weird for you guys, just copy it and then paste it into your browser.
Your thing. Browser address bar.
The address bar. That's what I'm saying. You know the thing.
You know the
Come
thing.
On, man. You're under national pressure.
Oh, right. Man.
Salem, Oregon, Willamette Week reported that Democrat Republicans. I mean, they are the same bird, right?
Did you get a new tongue with that new haircut?
Yes.
Just trying it out, right?
Yeah.
Man, taking a protest.
Democrat politicians, including Senate President Ralph Wagner, received campaign contributions from cannabis retail businesses and their owners in stacks of cash. Large cash contributions make it far more difficult to detect illegal activity because they lack a paper trail. But you can have a paper trail with paper cash.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called receipts.
We had it for years.
How come we don't
guys?
Have the receipts? How come there's
that
no
almost bugs me
this?
How they worded it, like,
yeah,
there's a lack of paper trail because it's cash. Okay, but we've used cash for years and we've always had paper trails. It's called receipts, bookkeeping.
Yeah.
I know I used to do that for people because I'm like Asian and I can do math.
You're Asian?
Actually, I'm a half breed.
Oh, okay.
I'm white from the waist down. Anyway. Owners of the cannabis dispensary chain were major donors to prominent Democrat candidates, while at the same time allegedly facing millions of dollars in tax liens, non-payment of rent and other bills, and dozens of lawsuits in recent years. Now, this is one specific chain. We're not dogging on cannabis dispensaries.
No, we're not. We're not. Okay. Not the least.
Not in the least. However, who is this dispensary chain?
Right. Well, right? We kind of looked it up. You know, they didn't mention it here in the press release.
But it does say, while it may technically... May be technically legal. Let me see if I can read today. While it may be technically legal, I don't think it's appropriate. It shows a severe lack of judgment to be taking large quantities of cash from owners of a company that is clearly
troubled.
Says Senate Republican leader Tim Knott from Bend.
Right.
If the last few weeks have shown us anything, it's that the Democrat Party's culture of corruption is alive and well. That is why I have drafted LC 4584, a bill limiting cash political contributions to $100. Campaign finance reform has long been a topic of discussion on all sides of the aisle. I have been consistent in my support for reasonable campaign finance limits.
Right.
You know, I don't think donating larger than $100 should be a problem.
Right.
If they have receipts. For it.
Yeah.
The paper trail. Okay, we gave them $1,000.
Right.
Okay, maybe make the limits like
everything else becomes questionable.
You know, no cash over $2,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there has to be receipts.
Right.
Because if, and there needs to be receipts anyways, because if there's not receipts, they can give them $100, you know, 3 billion times.
Just saying.
There needs to be receipts. Receipts provide transparency to the people.
Yes, it does.
The Bend Bulletin editorial board wrote over the weekend, as wonderful as it is to have piles of cash, it is hard to trace, track, or verify. That makes it troublesome. Oh, a troublesome component in a state where there are already no state limits on campaign finance contributions. This is another prime example of why we need a, how do you say that word?
Bicameral.
Mm-hmm. Bipartisan Joint Committee on Oversight and Accountability. Corruption, wherever it hides, should be rooted out so Oregonians can begin to rebuild trust in their elected leaders.
See, now, I'm fine with that,
yes.
Except for the word leaders.
Yeah.
They are not
representatives.
That's what they are.
We've got to learn to change our way we word things.
Right.
Because certain words, though they may be similar, do not mean the same thing.
Right.
Okay. An acorn is a nut, but a nut is not necessarily an acorn. See
right.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Grammar lessons of the day. Your uncommon grammar lesson for today. words are important. What they mean is important.
Yeah.
And by calling all of them our leaders, we're actually, first of all, diminishing the meaning of what it actually means to be a leader.
Right.
And to be someone good that can inspire the people and lead them in a positive way.
Right. You want to be a leader. You know who is the leader? You know, who's that guy from Braveheart? He's a leader. Who's the guy
from... You don't know who the guy from Braveheart is?
I can't think of his name.
William Wallace.
William Wallace.
I did a report on him.
I couldn't think of his last
name. Or something.
I couldn't think of his first name either. I knew that it had two W's in it, but I was like Walter Wilhelm.
I also did a report on Robert the Bruce.
Did you? Nice.
Rather interesting. William Wallace was really short, by the way.
Was he?
He was like 5'3" or 5'4" or something.
Wow, I don't doubt it.
He was short. Like Napoleon.
Oh, shit. I wonder if he had short man syndrome.
Probably. But anyway, the point of, you know, a leader versus a representative. The representative is supposed to be there to represent the people. Right. What do the people want?
Right.
How do the people feel about every situation laid before that person?
Exactly.
Okay. So if it's for a certain party, how do the people, the citizen people of that party feel? Right. Not the uppers, the ones that are in office, who technically should not be paid the way that they are paid.
No. You know, back in the day.
They all had normal jobs.
They all had normal jobs. They convened when they needed to convene.
They were like cashiers at your grocery store or the managers of your grocery store.
Well, I'm talking back in the time when America is still brand new.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
You know, they were the guy that ran the store. Farmers. The guy that was the farmer down the way.
Yeah.
You know, the dude that owned the newspaper. The printing shop.
The printing shop.
You know, the blacksmith was another one. I won't say mechanic, but you know.
Yeah.
The wagon maker guy. Okay.
They had their own jobs. No, that's how they had supported themselves.
Exactly.
That was their livelihood. And soon, and I'm going to trace it back, and I'll get back to you folks on this. I promise I will. Stay tuned in a future episode, because I will get back to you.
Don't threaten them like that.
You're supposed to say
that's not a threat. That's a promise.
Have a good time.
It's not Thursday.
Oh, not Thursday. Oh, dang it. Anyway, I want to find out who changed it that we had to start paying politicians.
Yeah.
They got paid from the people, the taxes.
I wonder if it had something to do with the...
They got paid like $12 a year or something like that.
We'll have to look into that more. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I will look into that. I will get more information. And after that, then we'll find out how it became. We had to start supporting them.
Oh, I just realized we're almost on the screen. Yeah, why is it our job to support their lives?
Right.
Their habits and their vacations and their
right, like
paying their bill. We have enough of our own bills and everything to pay for. We got our own kids and our own families.
Right.
Our own pets and yards and everything else.
Right. Well, not Senator. You know, it was Director Ray, who right after a Senate committee hearing said that he was pressed for time and he had an urgent appointment to get to that was already pre-planned. So, you know, he kind of rushed the whole Senate committee hearing, only to find out later that he jumped on a jet on the public dime, flew up to, where was it? Alaska, I believe it was.
I think so.
And vacationed up there.
Mm-hmm.
They
all do that stuff all the time.
All
over the country.
People's money.
Yeah. Why should we be supporting that stuff?
Yeah.
That's not our job.
No, we make enough money. If you want to go on vacation, use your own money. That's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to pay for my vacation to Florida?
Right.
Just saying.
No, this year.
I want to go to Ireland.
This year, I think I want to go to Hawaii.
I want to go to the Philippines.
There you go.
I want to see my mother's native land.
Right. So you can look there and look around.
I want to see my mother's native land.
Anyone got a clean toilet? No, I'm just kidding.
Mom?
Oh, it's a lot better than what it was back in the 80s.
She would say, give me that thing over there.
Over there.
Just point where their lips. What is that? And they should point where their elbow. Are you trying to do a chicken dance, Mom? What's going on? Hey, what do you mean chicken? Chicken dance.
All right. Anyway. So, anyway, now, just so you know that, you know, we're trying to be fair, we're trying to be balanced, we're trying to be unbiased. I am a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution, the rule of law. I also believe that certain amendments to the Constitution are null and void because they violate the first 10 amendments to the Constitution.
To our unalienable rights. Right.
Yes. And now they're trying to limit not only our freedom of speech, but our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights.
Well, all of them, but something has come up. And maybe we can get our viewers to kind of help us research this.
Okay.
And I'll just see if I can find the video that brought the idea or the subject up to me.
Awesome.
I think it's going to like the center of the Supreme Court or something like that. And they're challenging all of these gun control laws. And how they actually,
New Jersey.
Whether or not they contrast with the
Supreme Court decision in New Jersey, New Jersey case, said that them requiring permits for concealed carry is unconstitutional.
Another one, look at Guns and Gadgets, you guys. That's a good channel if you're into the Second Amendment stuff, Guns and Gadgets. And then the other one is Iraq Veteran 8888, and I've actually talked to that guy in comments before.
Cool.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Right on.
But they've got some good videos about what's going on with the Second Amendment right now.
Nice.
And oh, it was something about, was it pistol grips? No, what was it?
Oh, pistol braces.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, a pistol brace is made for someone who is maybe older or, you know, of smaller stature, like a small woman.
Right.
So that they can actually
handle.
So that it can actually handle decent caliber.
Right.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all it's for.
That's all it's for.
Right.
So, just put that up. But they've got some videos out about that kind of stuff.
Right.
Also, there was an email we were trying to open that we couldn't, but I know what it was about.
Right.
So you guys can look it up yourselves, do some of your own research. Republican representatives that have gone against their, how do they put it? Actually, I think it was listed in here. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Republican independent senators violate the Constitution and will of the people. We also brought that up.
Did we? Okay. Because, is this the one? Yes, where they were walking out. Okay, right. So when I can get a hold of some more information, we will go over this one more.
Right.
Because I was sent a email. The email was blank, unfortunately. Right. But it was supposed to have information about this and I think a letter from Dennis Lindsay.
Right.
On what he had to say about it. So, yeah. I don't think we're going to read that one, but I wanted to bring it up a little bit. Do you want to read it?
I'll read it real quick.
Okay.
Republican independent senators violate the Constitution, will of the people. Salem, Oregon. Today. What are you doing? Oh, there we go.
Oh, actually, we could bring it up.
You want to bring that back up?
This one. That's what I meant to click. Sorry, guys.
You want to bring that back up so I can read it?
Oh, I guess so. Here you go.
Things that happen when you go live.
Yep. Well, we got to get stuff set up so I can run it on the other one.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
Salem, Oregon. Today, three senators, Senator Daniel Bonham, the Dals, Senator Brian Boquist, Polk and Yamhill Canales, and Senator Dennis Lithicum, Klamath Falls, reached 10 unexcused absences, violating the constitutional provisions voters just passed in Measure 113 and becoming ineligible to run for re-election. Senate Majority Leader Kate Lieber, Democrat out of Beaverton and Southwest Portland, released the following statement in response. The voters were clear. Walking out on our democracy is not an option. I am deeply saddened for my colleagues.
Time out.
Yeah.
This is not a democracy.
I was thinking the same thing.
Not a democracy.
For those that don't know,
that's got to be like one of my pet peeves. My eye twitches every time.
For those that do know, you'll know that I'm a big constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the rule of law. I also believe that
we are
a constitutional republic.
Yes.
We are not a democracy.
And if you look up the difference or go through our videos and watch that one about the spectrum.
Right.
Government.
Mm-hmm.
Political spectrum.
Yeah.
Then you can do your own research about it. And you can see the differences between the different types of government.
Yeah. I suggest if you haven't seen it, please check it out. We'll try and post it up here. If not up here, because that's probably up in the upper left-hand corner. We'll try and post it in the center.
It'll be
down below.
In this area somewhere.
Somewhere around over here.
But it will be up until we...
guiding planes into the flight.
Until we do it. So
on the flight line.
Yeah. Oh, I can put it at the end screen. So if you make it to the end of the video, there's a link.
There you go. We'll put it on the end screen.
There we go.
Anyway. And it says that... walking out on our democracy is not an option. We are not a democracy. I am deeply saddened for my colleagues. No, you're not. After extensive good faith negotiations, no, you didn't. Republican leadership failed to protect three of their members. Why protect them? What did they do wrong? They break the law in some way? And the communities who elected them. Oh, the Republican leadership failed to do that. No, what they're mad about is that, and this is why I don't believe that law should have been passed in the first place. They passed it because they're trying to push that the Republicans do this all the time.
Yeah.
No, the Republicans started doing this back in the 90s. We did a review on it. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, Democrats did a walkout again in the mid-90s. Again in the... late 90s, early 2000s, back in 2000, I think it's 2004, I believe.
Something like that.
I could be wrong. They did it again. The Democrats walked out.
Because I remember hearing about that stuff all the time when I was growing up.
And the reason they do that is to block certain legislation that they don't believe would be the benefit for the will of the people or what that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What it comes down to, and for those that don't get it yet, those who make the biggest donations get the actual sweet deals if somebody that they donated to comes into office. It's like one favor for a favor. I paid you so much to get into office that, you know, you want to kick me a contract deal. Next thing you know, this construction company actually has a deal to build tract housing in low-income areas, get rid of the low-income housing, put in more modern housing. And they do that there to why? Push out the low-income people so to make the area seem to be more enjoyable to be in, a more loving community.
Gross.
So sad. However, the reality of the situation is that that's what they do.
I need to turn this. You see it?
I see
that. Look me in the eye. I keep, like, moving it to the middle of my face so I can see. Okay. Anyways.
I
have to sneeze, I think. Okay, so, we're going to backtrack here a little bit. The subject of the questionable donations from the cannabis dispensary.
Yeah.
Am I on the right page over here?
Well, yes. Did it say cannabis dispensary in the release there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Owners of the cannabis dispensary chain
were major donors to prominent
Democrats. Who is this dispensary chain?
Yeah. Well, we did a little research for you. Why? Because we question everything and we learn together.
Here we go. La Mota.
La Mota.
La Mota.
Founders. Campaign contributions to Kotek and others. Stacks of cash. It's not illegal, but it raises questions about accountability and Oregon's permissive campaign finance laws.
And it's not illegal. Is from Willamette Week.
Yeah.
This article.
But if you can't keep track of the cash, who knows if it's not a backdoor payment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, the operator.
Now, am I accusing anyone of a bribe? No, I didn't say that word.
No, but that's why it's questionable. Yeah. Because we now have no proof.
Right, of what it was. If it was a legitimate
donation. We have no receipts. We have no record of why or when or how the cash was given.
Right.
Okay. So.
Lamota. What does Lamota mean?
The weed.
That's right.
The cartel. Weed.
Weed.
The ganja. Okay. The operators of the embattled Lamota cannabis dispensary chain. How would you say that one?
Rosa Cesares.
Is it Cesares?
Yeah, Cesares.
And Aaron Mitchell made some of the largest campaign contributions to the top Democrats in stacks of cash. Willamette Week, Willamette Week has learned, including contributions made to Government Tina Kotek and Senate Majority Leader Rob Wagner.
Hmm. Now, it's not illegal, according to elections officials, but it's highly unusual. And critics say it compounds another problem with the state's campaign finance laws. Oregon is one of only five states that allows unlimited contributions. That means donors can give limitless contributions in cash from sources that can't be traced. Wonder who passed that law. And if we're wrong, let us know in the comments below.
What do you guys think? Join us
on the chat. I see we got one person out there right now. Four people watching.
Yeah, mine says four.
Yeah, there's four people watching. No, all those watching. Thank you.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
I mean, we are small fries, so right. We're okay with this.
We're perfectly fine. It does not hurt our ego one bit.
It hurts mine.
My ego can't be bruised anymore. I have an ex-wife.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Truth. Uh-huh. Okay. So, La Mota.
La Mota, yeah.
Looks like they got ones in L.A.
Beaverton, Oregon. Medford.
So, is this like their...
I think the Mota, that one, and this one are two different ones. The Los Angeles dispensary.
Okay, yeah, I think those are two different
ones. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, this is La Mota, and that one's just Mota.
Right, Medicine of the Angels is what they call it. It's a California marijuana dispensary. But La Mota, the weed, the marijuana... And Bato.
Beaverton, Medford.
¿Qué pasó?
Oh, that one's just Mota. And Portland. Okay.
Yeah, there's one in Sandy. And yeah. Now, I'm going to give it to you guys. We're going to try and break this down to make it a little
Let's start the breakdown here. Sense. They gave more than $200,000 in campaign contributions to the top Democrats in recent years, including $86,000 to Kotek, $10,000 to Wagner, and $45,000 to former Secretary of State Shamia Fagan,
right,
who resigned last week after Willamette Week revealed a consulting contract she took with La Mota, with a La Mota affiliate.
Wow. Yeah. So yeah, I can understand why someone would resign over something like that.
Rather interesting.
Yeah.
Guys, rather interesting.
So, if you had a company, you wanted to make a donation, but you wanted it to be a, you know, taxable donation, if you're, especially if it's going to be a large amount, you know, something that you can claim at the end of the year as a donation.
Yeah.
You know, would you write a check? Put it on a credit card? Swipe your bank card? Or would you just reach in your pocket and pull out, oh, I don't know, say...
$200,000?
Yeah, $200,000 in cash. And give it to somebody. Saying, hey, buddy, hope you win. You know, camera's on you right now.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, I mean, that's okay. I hit the wrong thing, though. If you were the one talking and I was trying to send this thing, I'm trying to put the link for this one on
our Facebook. Did you log out of mine?
No, of course not.
Alright.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here, you. That's a mad idea.
I was going to put the link in the in the chat. Let's see. Uh-oh. Oh, no. We haven't got all the passwords up here yet. Oh, you know what? It's fine. I can still do it. Is it this one here? For you.
For mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just click on this. Anyway, it would have been fine. Update password. Or no, it's fine. Because it's in there already.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, I don't need to do it like that. What am I doing?
I don't know what are you doing over there. This is the first time Billy's been behind the keyboard.
Oh,
so
it is not. Get it.
You gotta give Billy a little slack.
How did I do it before?
Wait a minute, how old are you? How many kids you got? And you can't remember how you did it before?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's been. Oh, that's. Well.
Ain't it though? It really is.
And that was revealed on a previous episode too. So if you haven't seen that one, please go back to our videos. Take the time, listen to the ones you want to, share the ones you would. We would greatly appreciate it. If you don't, you know, I'm gonna smash a teddy bear. So.
Aw, poor Teddy.
Poor Teddy.
What did Teddy ever do to you?
The other night,
teddy bears.
I got up in the middle of the night to go get me a drink of water. Found Teddy halfway between the kitchen and the living room.
Again?
With a knife in his hand.
Well, yeah, can you blame him? Yeah. Torture that poor bear. So, and then your dog humps him.
Yeah.
So, there's proof in the intro.
There's
except
proof.
That was the monkey.
That was the monkey.
Did you see that one the other day I sent you? I sent it to... Okay. It's this little dog with a dinosaur toy that squeaks. The dinosaur's all...
Oh, no.
Anyway, super crap you see on the internet.
Yep.
Speaking of super crap you see on the internet.
Yeah.
Get back over here.
Oh, what we got over here? Oh,
whoops, sorry.
Oh, no, that's not a good picture.
No, it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we at here?
I don't know. You won't tell me. Please get me out of there.
It's this one. No, it's this one. Okay, so this is their website.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go into it or anything, but these are all the... Locations of their dispensaries. So, there's that.
LaMolta.com. We can't go further than what we're already at.
Nope.
So.
You go to about, I guess. Quality licensed weed.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what this one. We actually didn't look at this one very much, but I'll just put this one in the
link in the description as well. Yeah.
You guys are watching me doing all this shit. But we'll put that in here, so if you guys want to check out the the article, then you are welcome to kind of do your own research on La Mota and whatever they're all about.
Yeah. You know, don't just leave us. Don't blindly follow anybody.
And don't be afraid to find something that counteracts what you think or believe.
Right.
It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
In fact, I had that talk with my son the other day. Good we deal. Can't learn if we're never wrong.
That's right.
We have to be wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or we stop learning. And when you stop learning...
Yeah. That's when you stop. Well, you know, I was asked one time what the meaning of life is. And because, according to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's 42. But I don't think that's it. I think the actual meaning of life is to learn. We can do anything in this world we want to do.
To learn, to explore.
Right. Don't hinder a child if they want to learn. If they want to learn more about a particular
There's a book for all of those who are eager to learn and you sort of feel out of place in this world we are in today. There is a book you need to read. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm sorry. I had to move a cable.
Jubal Sackett.
Yep. Yep.
Talk about somebody that felt a little out of place in his world.
Right.
Just saying.
Just
it is an amazing book, and you will learn a lot from it.
Right.
And anything else you read from Louis Lamar. And there's a lot of survival stuff in there. I mean, all of his books are just full of knowledge. Right. Everything that he writes about, he experienced or researched himself. He even has old maps in there, what the country looked like. And, yeah, it's cool.
That's cool.
It's super cool. So, that's our main findings for today that we really wanted to talk about. There is some other stuff that I want to talk about, but...
Is that on us, or what's on us right now?
We're looking at starting to do... So, maybe we'll do this next week. We get everything figured out and set up.
Yeah.
But we're going to start doing an after show.
Yeah.
Also live.
Yeah.
On Rumble. Where you guys can ask us whatever you want, and we can answer in whatever way we deem necessary without the YouTube overlords being like, you're grounded.
That's right. And for those who haven't noticed, yes, I have a particular person that I wish to win the next presidency.
You know, I have such...
mixed feelings. Yeah.
Lots of mixed feelings.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time for us to move away from voting for the big guy.
Right.
Because the overlords choose the big guy.
Who else? Well, I don't want to say who else do you think can beat Biden, because I'd be forced
to. I think we need to stop thinking of it in that way.
Yeah.
I think we need to stop thinking of it like, who can run for the Republicans and who can run for the Democrats? I think everybody needs to run.
I like...
Can you imagine... If one, just think about this. Right. If one in every 1,000 people in America ran for president, let's make it a little bit bigger. One in every 10,000 people ran for president in America.
Right.
And we stopped voting for the Bidens and the Clintons and the Trumps and the DeSantises and the whoever else they put up on their little pedestal.
Right.
And say, hey, look over here. The talking heads told you to vote for this guy. Whatever talking heads they might be.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Don't believe the talking
heads. And what if we all just decided, or enough of us decided, not to vote for one on any specific pedestal?
Right.
And vote for that 1 in 10,000 guy.
Now you guys
see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, you guys ready for this? You see the hat. You know who I would like for to win. but another person that joined the presidential race that I have to give mention to that I think could also unite the country in a way, and not just unite it, but heal the
country. Is that one guy that we did? We did like a reaction to it.
No, I'm talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. His America First agenda.
Yeah.
He says, we're not black, we're not white.
I see that too.
This, we're not that. We are Americans.
Is he really on our side? None of us know him. This is what I'm saying. Like, none of us even have a chance of knowing him. Whereas, like, if I voted, say, Mark Thielman ran for president.
Right.
Mark.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Let's say Mark Thielman ran for president. Or, what was that other guy's name? Doesn't matter. Anyway. And we voted for him.
Right.
Okay. He's a 1 in 10,000 and a whole bunch of Oregonians. We all voted for him. Right. And there's another one. Say, what was her name? McQuiston or whatever.
Kerry McQuiston.
She decided to run for president.
Right.
Or Drazen decided to run for president.
Yeah.
If enough of us just voted for a smaller person, that we've actually had at least a chance to watch them speak.
Yeah.
In a fairly local environment.
I think.
But, I mean, like, a lot of these, the ones that ran a few years ago, in 2020 when everything was, like, crazy, I got to meet them. I got to shake their hands and talk to them. One of the guys I met his son. You know? And, like, he subscribed to the channel and everything. You know? So, we meet them. We get to know them.
Right.
You get that actual personal sense of what type of person they are. You know? And I do the same things for the local stuff. If I can find a local speech that's happening, I'm going to go to it.
Yeah.
And meet the person. And I go to them and the guy that won the county commissioner thing, he's a tool. I don't care what anybody says. I shook his hand and said hi to him, and I was like, this guy is arrogant as...
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I was voting for Brandon.
You was voting
go for Brandon!
Yo, go Brandon.
Anyways. It would be better if we knew, at least in the minute sense of the meaning of the word.
Right.
Be able to know them.
Sorry, folks. I was dealing with an issue.
No, it's good. Because I was on a rant. Yeah, so just let that kind of sink in for a minute. Like,
right.
We don't know these people that run for anything.
Yeah.
We don't know the ones that are local, let alone the ones that are higher up.
One guy that kind of scares me. Johnson. Presidential.
Yeah.
Republican ticket.
He smells.
Yeah. He's another billionaire. Or multimillionaire or something like that.
Oh, so he's like the count. Is he going to be like the...
He looks like a used car salesman.
So he's like a Bernie Sanders, right?
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't... Looking at the guy, I wouldn't buy a used toaster from him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he
would try to sell you dirt.
Yeah.
With insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, don't want to do it. Anyway, that's enough for our rant for this week. Thank you for joining us. For those that are still with us, stay tuned in. You will be not disappointed. For those who have not left us, thank you. We love you.
I was going to say something else and I forgot what it was. But it's fine.
Until next time, don't believe the BS.
Stay uncommon.
Always.
I almost pushed stop. Goodbye.